ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ। ਹਰ ਜੇਠ ਜੁੜਨ ਦਾ ਲੋੜੀਐ, ਜਿਸ ਅੱਗੇ ਸਭ ਨਿਵਾਨ। ਹਰ ਸੱਜਣ ਦਾਵਣ ਲੱਗਿਆ, ਕਿਸੈ ਨਾ ਦੇਈ ਬੰਨ। ਹਰ ਜੇਠ ਜੁੜਨ ਦਾ ਲੋੜੀਐ, ਜਿਸ ਅੱਗੇ ਸਭ ਨਿਵਾਨ। ਹਰ ਸੱਜਣ ਦਾਵਣ ਲੱਗਿਆ, ਕਿਸੈ ਨਾ ਦੇਈ ਬੰਨ। ਮਾਣਕ ਮੋਤੀ ਨਾਮ ਪ੍ਰਭ, ਉਨ ਲੱਗੈ ਨਾਹੀ ਸੰਨ। ਰੰਗ ਸਭੇ ਨਾਰਾਇਣੈ, ਜੇਤੇ ਮਨ ਭਾਵਨ। ਜੋ ਹਰ ਲੋੜੇ ਸੋ ਕਰੇ, ਸੋਈ ਜੀ ਕਰਨ। ਜੋ ਪ੍ਰਭ ਕੀਤੇ ਆਪਣੇ, ਸੇਈ ਕਹੀਐ ਧੰਨ। ਆਪਣੇ ਲੀਆ ਜੇ ਮਿਲੈ, ਵਿਛੜ ਕਿਉਂ ਰੋਵਨ। ਸਾਧੂ ਸੰਗ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤੇ, ਨਾਨਕ ਰੰਗ ਮਾਣਨ। ਹਰ ਜੇਠ ਰੰਗੀਲਾ ਤਿਸ ਧਣੀ, ਜਿਸ ਕੈ ਭਾਗ ਮਥਨ। ਸਾਧੂ ਸੰਗ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤੇ, ਨਾਨਕ ਰੰਗ ਮਾਣਨ। ਹਰ ਜੇਠ ਰੰਗੀਲਾ ਤਿਸ ਧਣੀ, ਜਿਸ ਕੈ ਭਾਗ ਮਥਨ। ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ। ਗੁਰੂ ਪਿਆਰੀ ਬਿਲਾਵਿਤ ਸਾਧ ਸੰਗਤ ਜੀ, ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਵਿਦ ਦ ਗ੍ਰੇਸ ਐਂਡ ਦ ਬਲੈਸਿੰਗਸ ਆਫ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਦੈਟ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਕੰਟੀਨਿਊਇੰਗ ਟੂ ਲੁੱਕ ਇਨ ਟੂ ਦੀ ਡੀਪ ਮੀਨਿੰਗਸ ਆਫ ਦ ਬਾਰਾਹ ਮਾਹਾ। ਗੁਰੂ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਪਾਰਟ ਆਫ ਦ ਬਾਰਾਹ ਮਾਹਾ ਇਜ਼ ਟੋਕਿੰਗ ਅਬਾਊਟ the month of Jeth, and Jeth is the first month of the season of Grikham, which is called the Grikham Ruta. The season of Basant, the season of spring, is over, and Jeth is bringing on the Grikham Ruta. And the Grikham Ruta, the Grikham season, is a season of immense heat, sweltering heat. Those of you out of the Sangat who have been in India at this time, in the times of May and June, those times where this Grikham Ruta is really burning up, you will have felt the heat for yourselves. And historically, it was in this month that Shri Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj was martyred in Lahore, which led to Shri Guru Hargobind Sahib Ji picking up the swords of Miri and Piri, of spiritual and temporal authority, in order to protect those who were downtrodden. And also it was in this month of Jeth that the Indian Army launched its attack in 1984 on the Sri Darbar Sahib complex, setting fire to the Sikh reference library, attacking the Sri Akal Takht, Sri Harmandir Sahib, and killing thousands of innocent Sikhs. So the heat of this month has really been felt by the Sikh Qaum, but with the Guru's grace, the Guru has kept us going even through the most darkest moments. And if we look into the meanings held in the Shabad, Guru Maharaj Ji begins, Har Jeth Judanda Lodiyai Jis Agga Sab Nivan. Jeth in this case means the Great One. And Maharaj Ji says that Hari Vaheguru, who Hari nourishes all, and Hari the one who, Hari means to destroy, the one who destroys the sins of all, the one who destroys the sins of the sinners, and the one who brings nourishment to all, that Hari, that Vaheguru, who is Jeth, who is the greatest, Judanda Lodiye. Maharaj says that, O Gurmukh Pyare, O beloved Sikhs, Lodiya, in your mind you should ask for, you should beg for, this should be your prayer, that we get Judanda, that we get attached to that Vaheguru, that Lord, who is the greatest of all, who is the nourisher of all, and Jis Agga Sab Nivan, in front of whom sab all, nivan, all bow down. Why? Because there is no other like Akal Purakh. Akal Purakh is ik, o, and God. There is only one and no other. No one can match Waheguruji's glory. No one can match Waheguruji's greatness. And as Satguru Pashaji, Sri Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj tells us on Ang 238, Maharaji says, Re man mere, O my mind, tu har syo jor. Attach yourself, unite yourself with the Lord. Kaj tuhara nahi hor. Nothing else is of any use to you. Guru Sahib Ji is telling us. And Guru Maharaj Ji, Guru Arjan Dev Ji says, Jis agge sab nivan, in front of whom, in front of Waheguru, sab, everyone, has to bow down nivan. And Guru Maharaj Ji saying, sab all. Now we may say, what about people like Harnakash, who said, oh, I am God, there is no other God but me. Everyone believe in me. When Waheguru came in the form of Narsingh, half man, half lion, and ripped him to pieces, then he had to bow down and he had to accept that Waheguru was the greatest as well. No matter what challenge anyone puts down, everyone has to accept in the end Waheguruji's hukum, Waheguruji's commands. And Maharaj is telling us another beautiful thing in this line. Hari jeet juranda lodiye. Maharaj says that if you want to lodiye, if you are hoping for juranda of uniting yourself with Hari, then you must bring inside yourself the jeet, the season, the month of Bairag, of longing, spiritual longing for the Lord. Because spiritual longing is like being in a burning hot season, in the burning hot sun, that the heat of that spiritual longing, crying out for the Lord in that heat, is what will unite us with the Guru Shabad. And when we cry out for the Lord in that type of deep emotion, with that deep longing in our hearts, then when we're crying out in the heat, the cloud of the Guru Shabad, the cloud of the Guru's word will come, and it will rain down upon us with the Naam and with love, with the name of the Lord. And our thirst of many lifetimes will be quenched. And Guru Maharaj is talking jet here, the highest form of Bairag. Now there are nine types of Bairag, nine types of spiritual longing. The first is Karan. Karan Bairag is like what the king Parthari, who gave up his kingdom and became ascetic, felt. He gave up his kingdom because his wife, the queen, was in love with one of the servants. And seeing this, it broke his heart so much that he left, and spiritual longing implanted itself within him. The second type is Mand Bairag. Mand Bairag is that when someone dies in the family, or for some reason the person runs out of money and they think, oh, well, I'll just become a sadhu then, I'll just become a holy man, a wanderer. But that is only because of their stomach. That's got nothing to do with real spiritual longing. That's why it's called Mand Bairag. Mand means the worst type, Mand Bairag. Then there's Ek Indre, the third type of Bairag. Ek Indre means where our mind is still thinking of bad things, and our eyes are still looking in lust, in desire, but we just about keep control of the body, even though the mind is wandering. We just about keep control and do not commit an act of desire or an act of anger with our body. Yataman Bairag is the fourth type of Bairag, and that is where the individual starts to think about what is the truth in this earth, what is false, what is true, what is going to go with me when I die. The fifth type of Bairag is Vitrek Bairag. Vitrek is when the individual has been meditating for some time and he starts thinking, well, how many of my bad thoughts have gone? How many of my bad traits have gone through meditation? And thinking in this way, having spiritual longing in this way, is called Vitrek Bairag. The sixth type is called Vasikar. Vasikar Bairag, Vasikar means to take into control, where the individual takes into control his mind and the indriya and the organs as well, and stops both his body physically and mentally from wandering, and gets control of them both. The seventh type of Bairag is called Tibar. Tibar Bairag is where the pleasures of this world no longer appeal to the individual. He or she only meditates he or she only longs for union with the Lord. The eighth type of bedag is tartibar bedag. And in that type of bedag, even the pleasures of the heavens do not affect the meditation of the individual. And the ninth type of bedag is the highest type of bedag. And that type of bedag is called tartibar tartam bedag, the most highest and the most devoted type of bedag. And that type of bedag, it described very beautifully in a piece of spiritual literature called Adhyatam Prakash. And in Adhyatam Prakash, that ninth type of bedag, tartibar tartam bedag, is explained in this way. Brahma Indra Adla Hot Dehi Tarpog Kak Bista Samje Gine Beet Rag Teh Log. That person who is living in a state of Tar Tibar Tartam Bairag, that person considers all of the pleasures, all of these worldly pleasures, all of the heavenly pleasures, considers them all on the same level as the excrement of a crow. Basically gives them no thoughts, thinks of them very lowly, and only is looking for attachment with the Lord, only is looking for attachment with the Akal Purakh. So Guru Sahib Ji is telling us, Har Jeth Judanda Lodiya, if you Lodiya, if you have the desire to Judanda, to merge in with Hari, with Waheguru, Jis Agga Sabnevan, in front of whom all bow, then you must have this burning desire within, this Jeth, this season of burning desire within, this great longing to be one with the Lord. And then you will be united. And we go on to look in the Shabad. Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj says, Har Sajjan Daavan Lagya Kisena Dehi Ban. When the Sikhs ask, well, if we are to attach ourselves with the Lord, what will happen? What will the Lord do for us? How will this relationship take place? And Guru Maharaj Ji tells us firstly, Har Sajjan, that Waheguru Ji is your true Sajjan. True Sajjan, the true friend who has been with you all that time. That friend who has never left you, and that friend who looked after you even in the mother's womb. Maat garb meh apan simran de tah tum rakhan hare. Guru Sahib Ji explains in Gurbani that maat garb meh, in the mother's womb, apan simran de, Waheguru Ji gave you the gift of his simran, his meditation, tah tum rakhan hare, and even in the mother's womb, Waheguru Ji looked after us. Waheguru Ji is always there protecting us. And Maharaj says, Har Sajjan Daavan Lagya, if you lagya, if you attach yourselves to the Daavan. Daavan is related to the Persian word Daman. The Persian word Daman means the robes, the hem of the robe. If we attach ourselves to the hem of the robe of Hari, of Waheguru, our true friend, Kisena Dei Ban. Kise means anyone. Na Dei Ban means cannot enslave us. Ban means to enslave, to capture. No one can capture that Gurmukh Pyara, that beloved soul, who is attached themselves to the hem of the robe of the Lord. Kaam cannot affect them, cannot enslave them in its desires. Krodh cannot put them into its slavery of anger. None of these things can enslave them. And the Jamduds, even the messengers of death, cannot affect them. Even the messengers of death cannot harm them in any way. On Ang 630, Guru Arjan Dev Ji tells us, Naal Narayan Mere. My Lord is with me. Jamadut na aave nere. Even the messengers of death cannot approach me. Even the messengers of death cannot harm me. And in Sri Dasam Granth, Sri Guru Gobind Singh Ji Maharaj tells us, Kase pusht uftad, pase sheer nar, na girad buzo, mesho ahu guzar. Guru Sahib Ji tells us, if someone is standing in the protection of a sheer, of a lion, then no sheep, no deer, no other animals can touch him. If we are standing in the protection of the Guru, if we are standing in the protection of Hari, of Waheguru, of our true friend, the Lord, of God, then calm, desire cannot touch us, anger cannot touch us, greed cannot touch us, attachment cannot touch us, and ego cannot touch us, and the messengers of death even cannot touch us. And we have the examples from Sikh history. Shri Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj, when they were put into the jail of Babur, they ended up freeing everyone in the jail. Shri Guru Hargobind Sahib Ji Maharaj, when they were put into the jail of Gwalior, they said to Emperor Jahangir, they said that it's not our way of just liberating ourselves and not others. And Guru Maharaj Ji is quoted by Kavi Santokh Singh in Suraj Prakash to have said, Hamro sada pratagya ehi, I have this rule, sarna pare kaho tyagat nahi, that those people who come into our Sharan, that come into our protection, into the protection of the house of Guru Nanak, Guru Nanak's house never turns its back on them. As Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj also explains to us in Gurbani Onang 544, Jo Sarane Aave, those who come into the protection, Tis Kanth Laave. Guru Sahib Ji takes them into his embrace, Iho Birda Swami Sanda, this is the Bird, this is the nature of my Lord, of my Guru, of my Protector. And Guru Hargobind Sahib Ji Maharaj, as we all know, Jahangir said, well, all of those kings who can get hold of your clothes can leave. And Guru Maharaj got a famous chola, a famous robe made with 52 tassels that each of the kings could get hold of. And Guru Maharaj Ji took them all out, liberated them all. And Guru Tegh Bahadur Sahib Ji Maharaj, when the pundits came from Kashmir, when the Hindu high priests came from Kashmir, and they said to the Guru that our religion is in danger, our religious freedoms are in danger, our temples are being knocked down, our people are being forcefully converted, Guru Tegh Bahadur Sahib Ji Maharaj said, I will give my head in order to protect your religious freedoms. In order to protect you, I will give my life. There's a famous quote associated with Guru Tegh Bahadur Sahib Ji, Bahe Jinadi Pakadiye. If we get hold of someone's arm once, Guru Tegh Bahadur Sahib Ji is said to have said, even if I have to give my head, I will not let go of their arm. Which means that once the people have come into my protection, Guru Tegh Bahadur Sahib Ji says, once someone has entered into the protection of the house of Guru Nanak, that is it, they will forever be protected. And Guru Sahib Ji gave their life so kise na dein ban, so those people wouldn't be enslaved. Once we get hold of the hem of the robe of the Guru, mentally, spiritually, physically, we cannot be enslaved. Manak moti naam prab, un lagga nahi san. Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj explains to us that we have the manak, we have the jewel of sravan, listening, manan, accepting, and nidyasan, practically carrying out the Guru's word, listening to the Guru's word with our ears, accepting the Guru's words with our mind, and carrying out the Guru's word throughout our life. That is my jewel, Guru Arjan Dev Ji said. And the moti, what is the moti that I have? The pearl that I have? The pearl is of purity. And the purity comes from listening, accepting, and practically living out the Guru's word. If we do all these three things, then we get the moti, the pearl of purity in our lives, inward and outer purity. Jiyo ho nirmal, bahar ho nirmal, as Guru Amar Das Ji Maharaj says in Anand Sahib, that we get that inner and outer purity. Not purely inner purity and not purely outer. We get both with the Guru's grace. And Maharaj says that we get the greatest jewel, we get the greatest diamond, the naam, prab, the name of my Lord, Vaheguru. Un lagga nahi san. San means to be stolen. Un, that cannot be, lagga nahi, cannot be stolen. These manak, these moti, these jewels, these pearls, these diamonds, the diamond of the name of God, the pearl of purity, and the jewel of listening, accepting, and practically carrying out, they cannot be taken away by any robber. No thief can take them away from us. And Guru Maharaj is saying, Un lagga nahi san. The thieves of Kaam Krodh Lobh Ahankar, the thieves of desire, anger, greed, attachment, and egotism, these thieves cannot thieve any of these diamonds from us. Maharaj Ji Guru Ram Das Ji Maharaj explains on Ang 734 of Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji, Har tan ko uchakka ned na aavei. Thieves cannot even come near, cannot even come close to the tan, to the wealth of God's name. Jam jagati dand na lagai. And even the messengers of death cannot touch, cannot steal, cannot take away that dhan, that wealth of God's name. And Guru Maharaj Ji says that those people who have the manak, who have the jewel of Bairag, and who have the moti, the pearl of God's name, una lagga nahi san, they are not lagga, they are not afflicted by the disease of sanyapat. Sanyapat in English is cerebritis. And this is a disease which affects the central nervous system. Maharaj Satguru Arjan Sahib Ji says that the debilitating disease of desire does not afflict the body of those people, the mind of those people, the heart and souls of those people who have attached themselves to the jewels and pearls of spiritual wisdom. So those who have spiritual wisdom, those who have this manak, this jewel of Berag, this jewel of spiritual longing for the Lord and the pearl of God's name, they are not afflicted by the disease of desire. Satguru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj goes on to say, Rang sabbe narayana jete man pavan. Guru Sahib Ji says that in the simran of Narayana, Na meaning the one who is without, Rayana means the night of spiritual ignorance, the darkness of spiritual ignorance. That Vaheguru who is beyond the night of spiritual ignorance, in whose glorious light of spiritual wisdom there is no darkness of spiritual ignorance. Guru Sahib Ji says that by remembering that Vaheguru, by remembering that Lord God, in that Lord God simran, in the meditation, in the remembrance of Vaheguru, Rang Sabbe, Sabbe means all, Rang means pleasures, all of the pleasures, Jete Man Pavan, which please our mind, which bring peace to our mind, such as peace, harmony, tranquility, spiritual balance, all of these true pleasures are found in the simran of Vaheguru. They are found by meditating upon the Lord. And another meaning of this line is, those who have in their mind accepted the pana, accepted the will of the Lord, have man pavan, have pleased Vaheguru. And therefore, Narayana, that Vaheguru, that Lord God, has coloured them in his rang, in the colour of his divine love. Following on from this meaning, those Gurmukh Pyare who have accepted the will of God, they accept dukh, pain, bhokh, hunger, all of these things as rang, as simply colours, Sabbe Narayana, which are all colours of that one Lord, which all come from that one Lord, which are all simply the games of the Lord, Jete Man Pavan, as and which, please Vaheguru Ji. And so, those Gurmukh Pyare, they accept these all as different shades of Vaheguru. They accept all of these things as gifts from Vaheguru. And in Japji Sahib, Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji says, Ketiyan dukh bhug sadmar, eh pe daat teri daatar, Ketiyan dukh bhug sadmar. Even if there was so much pain and so much hunger, O Vaheguru, eh pe daat teri daatar, even this I accept as a gift from you. And another meaning, another understanding of this line is, Rang sabbe narayana, all of this world, in its many different rang, in its many different forms and many different colours and many different shapes, all of these, sabbe, all of these belong to Narayana, belong to Vaheguru, Jete Man Pavan, and Vaheguru Ji has created them according to what pleases Vaheguru Ji's mind, what pleases Vaheguru Ji, and Vaheguru Ji has created them according to his command, according to his wishes. As Bhakt Kabir Sahib Ji says on Ang 1349 of Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji, Ete aurat marda saje e sab roop tumhare. That all of these men and women, all of these different forms, O Vaheguru, are your forms. All of these men and women are your forms, are your physical forms. And Guru Sahib Ji goes on to say, Jo hare lode so kare, soi ji karan. Whatever Vaheguru lode, whatever Vaheguru wishes, so kare, that is what Vaheguru Ji does. Soi ji karan. And that is what the ji, the creatures, all of the beings on this earth, karan, that is what they carry out. They carry out the commands, the wishes of Vaheguru. Another deeper meaning of this line is that jo har lode, whoever Vaheguru Ji wishes, so kare, those people he kare, he liberates. Soi ji karan. And in the future, however many please him, however many Vaheguru Ji wishes, Vaheguru Ji will liberate. That is up to Vaheguru Ji. That is only in the hands of the Creator. And another meaning of this line is those people who do bhakti, who lode, who cry out for the Lord, who hope for the Lord, who wish for the Lord, for Hari, for Vaheguru Ji's blessed vision, for Vaheguru Ji's darshan, and want to be united with the Lord. So kare means those Gurmukh Pyare kare do bhakti. They engage themselves in meditation and soi ji karan, and they get others, other ji, other human beings to karan, to do bhakti as well. They encourage others. Jan Nanak Dhood Mangai Tis Gur Sikh Ki Jo Aap Japai Avar Hanam Japavai. Satguru Ram Das Ji Maharaj says that I beg for the dust of the feet of that Gur Sikh, that Sikh of the Guru who meditates upon the Naam himself and gets others to meditate upon it as well. And Maharaj Sahib Ji says, Jo Har Lore, those people who meditate upon the Lord, so kare and engage in bhakti, soi ji karan, whatever they say, the ji, the creatures, carry out. Even the other life forms are in their control. Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj tells us in Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji, on Ang 1096, Lakh Chaura Sih Medani Sab Sev Karanda, all of the 8.4 million species of life forms of beings all work to serve the servant of the Lord. An example from recent times of this is Sant Baba Mani Singh Ji, a poor and complete Brahmagyani who was born in the UK and grew up in Smedic. And Baba Ji was doing bhakti, they were meditating in the jungles. And a friend of theirs, Sant Baba Karam Singh Ji, went to go and see them. And Baba Mani Singh Ji showed Baba Karam Singh Ji a tiger which stood guard whilst Baba Ji did bhakti. So even today there are Gurmukh Pyari who have these high elevated spiritual states in which all of the 8.4 million life forms serve them, like Sant Baba Mani Singh Ji. And Maharaj Sahib Ji, Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj, goes on to tell us, Jo Prab Kite Apne Sei Kahiyah Tan. Those who Waheguru Ji has kite, has made apne, has made his own. Those Gurmukh Pyare who Waheguru Ji has taken into his embrace, Sei, they are called, they are kahiyah, they are called by the world Tan. All hail to those, they are blessed, they are great. And Maharaj Sahib Ji says, Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj says, on Ang 294, Tan, 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 Jane Aya. Blessed, blessed, blessed is the coming onto the earth of a servant of the Lord. And not just that, Sheikh Farid Ji goes even further on Ang 488 of Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji, and Sheikh Farid Ji says, Tin Tan Jane Di Mao. Blessed is the Mao, is the mother, I suffer to say, of those people who have come into the world and meditated, of those Gurmukh Pyare who God has made his own. Those people are blessed. Their families, all people who meet them. Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj tells us in the slok that we read every day, Jinni Naam Te Aaya, those who have meditated upon the Naam, Gaye Masakat Kaal, they have taken on the hardest work on this earth. Nanak Te Mukh Ujjale, Sadguru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj says that their mukh, their faces are ujjale, are purified, are blessed. Kiti Shuti Naal, and all who meet them, because whenever they speak, they spread the name of the Lord. Wherever they look in kindness. They see the Lord. Whatever they say, whatever they do, is with his grace. And so many people are affected by that. Simply by doing darshan, by seeing the saints, so many people are affected. Satguru Arjan Dev Ji explains to us in Sukhmani Sahib, Brahm Gyani Ki Drist Amrit Barsi, that wherever the Brahm Gyani looks, wherever the God conscious being looks, it rains down with immortal nectar, with immortality, just in the look, just in the eyes of the Brahmgyani. Guru Sahib Ji Maharaj goes on to say, Apne liya je mila. If we could unite ourselves with the Lord through apne liya, through our own efforts, vichhad kyon rovan? Then Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj said, why would we rovan? Why would we cry out when we vichhad, when we are separated from the Lord? What Maharaj Sahib is saying in this line is that through all of our own efforts, although we may try many efforts, we cannot merge in through the Lord through our own efforts. Guru Maharaj Sahib Ji, Guru Arjan Sahib Ji tells us on Ang 210 of Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji, Anik Jugat Nahi Paya, that through many of my own devices, I have not paya, I have not found the Lord. And on this same topic, Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj has told us in Sri Japji Sahib, Socha Soch Na Hovei, that by simply cleansing this body, we cannot achieve inner purity. Je Sochi Lakhavar, even if we were to cleanse this body thousands of millions of times, Chuppa Chuppa Na Hovei, and that by keeping physically silent, it doesn't mean that we will go mentally silent. ਜੇ ਲਾਇ ਰਹਾ ਲਿਵ ਤਾਰ ਭੁੱਖਿਆ ਭੁੱਖ ਨਾ ਉਤਰੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਬਾਈ ਸਟੇਇੰਗ ਹੰਗਰੀ ਵੀ ਕੈਨੋਟ ਟੇਕ ਅਵੇ ਦ ਹੰਗਰ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਇੰਡ ਜੇ ਬੰਨਾ ਪੁਰੀਆਂ ਭਾਰ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਗੋਜ਼ ਔਨ ਟੂ ਸੇ ਸਾਹਸ ਸਿਆਣਪਾ ਲੱਖ ਹੋਹੇ ਈਵਨ ਇਫ ਵੀ ਵਰ ਟੂ ਹੈਵ ਮਿਲੀਅਨਸ ਆਫ ਥਾਊਜ਼ੰਡਸ ਆਫ ਸਿਆਣਪਾ ਆਫ ਕਲੇਵਰ ਟ੍ਰਿਕਸ ਅਪ ਆਵਰ ਸਲੀਵਸ ਲੱਖ ਹੋਹੇ ਤਾਂ ਇੱਕ ਨਾ ਚੱਲੇ ਨਾਲ ਈਵਨ ਵਨ ਆਫ ਦਮ ਵੁੱਡ ਨਾਟ ਗੋ ਵਿਦ ਅਸ ਟੂ ਦ ਨੈਕਸਟ ਵਰਲਡ ਐਂਡ ਦੈਨ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਆਸਕਸ ਦ ਕੁਸ਼ਚਨ ਕਿਵ ਸਚਿਆਰਾ ਹੋਈ ਹੈ ਦੈਟ ਕੁਸ਼ਚਨ ਵਿਚ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਇਨ ਆਵਰ ਹਾਰਟਸ ਵੈਲ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਇਫ ਵੀ ਕੈਨੋਟ ਫਾਇੰਡ ਯੂ ਥਰੂ ਆਵਰ ਓਨ ਐਫਰਟਸ ਦੈਨ ਹਾਓ ਵਿਲ ਵੀ ਫਾਇੰਡ ਯੂ ਕਿਵ ਕੂੜੈ ਟੁੱਟੈ ਪਾਲ ਹਾਓ ਕੈਨ ਵੀ ਬ੍ਰੇਕ ਡਾਊਨ ਦ ਵਾਲ ਆਫ ਫਾਲਸਹੁੱਡ ਐਂਡ ਦ ਗੁਰੂ ਗਿਵਸ ਅਸ ਦ ਐਕਸਪਲੇਨੇਸ਼ਨਸ ਅਗੇਨ ਐਂਡ ਅਗੇਨ ਥਰੂ ਆਊਟ ਗੁਰਬਾਣੀ ਐਟ ਦੈਟ ਪੁਆਇੰਟ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸੇਜ਼ ਹੁਕਮ ਰਜਾਈ ਚੱਲਣਾ ਵੋਕ ਇਨ ਦ ਹੁਕਮ ਇਨ ਦ ਕਮਾਂਡ ਆਫ ਦ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਲਿਖਿਆ ਨਾਲ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਉਨ ਅੰਗ 210 ਸੇਜ਼ ਗੁਰ ਚਾਕਰ ਲੈ ਲਾਇਆ ਦੈਟ ਦ ਗੁਰੂ ਵਿਲ ਮੇਕ ਯੂ ਅ ਚਾਕਰ ਵਿਲ ਮੇਕ ਯੂ ਅ ਸਰਵੈਂਟ ਆਫ ਦ ਲੋਰਡ ਐਂਡ ਅ ਲਾਇਆ ਐਂਡ ਅਟੈਚ ਯੂ ਇਨ ਟੂ ਹਿਸ ਸਰਵਿਸ ਐਂਡ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਉਨ ਅੰਗ 294 ਟੈਲਸ ਅਸ ਗੁਰ ਪ੍ਰਸਾਦ ਭਰਮ ਕਾ ਨਾਸ ਦ ਓਨਲੀ ਥਰੂ ਦ ਪ੍ਰਸਾਦ ਓਨਲੀ ਥਰੂ ਦ ਗ੍ਰੇਸ ਆਫ ਦ ਗੁਰੂ ਕੈਨ ਆਵਰ ਭਰਮ ਕੈਨ ਆਵਰ ਡਾਊਟਸ ਬੀ ਐਕਸਪੈਲਡ ਕੈਨ ਆਵਰ ਡਾਊਟਸ ਬੀ ਡਿਸਟਰੋਇਡ ਸੋ ਅਲਟੀਮੇਟਲੀ ਇਟ ਇਸ ਥਰੂ ਗੁਰ ਪ੍ਰਸਾਦ ਇਟ ਇਸ ਥਰੂ ਦ ਗ੍ਰੇਸ ਆਫ ਦ ਗੁਰੂ ਭਗਤ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ ਟੈਲਸ ਅਸ ਔਨ ਅੰਗ 1371 ਭਗਤ ਕਬੀਰ ਜੀ ਸੇਜ਼ ਕਬੀਰ ਰਹਿ ਨਾਇਰ ਬਿਛੋਰਿਆ ਰਹੋ ਰੇ ਸੰਖ ਮਚੂਰ ਦੇਵਲ ਦੇਵਲ ਧਾਹੜੀ ਦੇਸ ਹੈ ਉਗਵਤ ਸੂਰ ਦ ਓ ਸੰਖ ਓ ਖੁੰਚ ਸ਼ੈਲ ਓ ਸੋਲ ਰਿਮੇਨ ਇਨ ਦ ਮਚੂਰ ਸਟੇ ਇਨ ਦੀ ਓਸ਼ਨ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਦੇਵਲ ਦੇਵਲ ਧਾਹੜੀ ਦੇਸ ਹੈ ਉਗਵਤ ਸੂਰ ਵੈਨ ਦ ਸਨ ਰਾਈਜ਼ਿਸ ਐਂਡ ਗੁਰੂ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ ਬਾਣੀ ਹੈ ਭਗਤ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ ਇਜ਼ ਸੇਇੰਗ ਟੂ ਆਵਰ ਸੋਲ ਓ ਸੋਲ ਵਾਂਸ ਯੂ ਆਰ ਸੈਪਰੇਟਡ ਫਰੋਮ ਦ ਓਸ਼ਨ ਯੂ ਵਿਲ ਹੈਵ ਟੂ ਗੋ ਥਰੂ ਆਲ ਆਫ ਦੀਜ਼ ਦੇਵਲ ਦੇਵਲ ਫਰੋਮ ਟੈਂਪਲ ਟੂ ਟੈਂਪਲ ਫਰੋਮ ਬੀਇੰਗ ਟੂ ਬੀਇੰਗ ਫਰੋਮ ਲਾਈਫ ਫੋਰਮ ਟੂ ਲਾਈਫ ਫੋਰਮ ਯੂ ਵਿਲ ਹੈਵ ਟੂ ਗੋ ਇਨ ਰੀਇਨਕਾਰਨੇਸ਼ਨ ਐਂਡ ਯੂ ਵਿਲ ਸਕਰੀਮ ਧਾਹੜੀ ਯੂ ਵਿਲ ਕ੍ਰਾਈ ਆਊਟ ਦੇਸ ਹੈ ਉਗਵਤ ਸੂਰ throughout all of these life forms you will tahri you will cry out and Maharaj says the only way to get rid of this pain is by falling at the feet of the guru and asking the guru to bless us with gur prasad with the guru's grace and Maharaj ji says sadhu sang prapte nanak rang manan Maharaj ji says that sadhu sang in the sangat in the congregation of the sadhu of the saints prapte you will be united with the Guru. And what will happen when you're united with the Guru? Sadguru Arjan Dev Ji says that Nanak Rang Manan. Then you will manan, then you will enjoy the rang, the color, the feeling, the bliss of being united with the Lord. The saints unite you with the Guru who unites you with the Lord. And Guru Maharaj Ji says, Sadhu Sang Parapate, that in the Sangh, in the company of the saints, Parapate, you will gain the para, meaning the highest, pate, meaning honor. You will gain the highest honor in the sad sangat, in the company of the holy saints. And what is this highest honor? Nanak rang manan, that you will manan, that you will enjoy the honor of God's love. And Guru Sahib Ji again and again in Gurbani tells us the importance of sad sangat, of being in the company of those who are close to the Guru, who meditate upon the Guru's words. And if we look on Ang 373 of Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji, Sadguru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj tells us this, Khojat khojat suni ih soye, after much searching and seeking, I've heard this news, Saad sangat bina taryo na koye, without the company of the holy, without the holy congregation, no one swims across the ocean of this world. And on Ang number 809 of Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji, Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj draws out for us all of the examples of what Sad Sangat can do. Guru Sahib Ji says, Mahma Sadhu Sang Ki Sun Ho Meri Mita. Oh, listen, my friend, to the glory of the Sangat, of the Sadhus, of the Sangat, of the holy ones, those Gursikhs who completely focus themselves on the Lord, Bingal Parbat Par Pare, that the Bingal, even the cripple, the man who is crippled, who does not have the feet of Prem, of love and Sharda, of faith, the man who doesn't have the feet of love and faith, Parbat Par Pare, can walk upon the mountain of God's path with the grace of the saints. The saints give him the feet, give him the legs of Pyar, of love and Sharda and faith to walk upon this mountain of God's path. Kala Chatur Bhikita. And that person who is completely Kal, who is completely foolish, who has no spiritual knowledge, Chatur Bhikita, he becomes the wisest, the most full, the most blessed with spiritual knowledge through the grace of the saints. Antule Tripavana Sutya. The blind man comes to see. The one who is blind by spiritual ignorance is blessed with the light of spiritual wisdom. Gur Pet Punita. And the saints, Pet, unite us with the Guru, who Punita, who purifies us. Mahama Satu Sangaki Sunoho Mirimita. Listen, O friends, to the glory of the Sangat of the saints, to the Sangat of the Sadhus, to the Sangat of the holy ones, to the Sangat of the true Gursikhs, those who meditate upon the Naam, the name of the Lord. Mal Koi. Guru Sahib Ji says that by doing their Sangat, by sitting with them and talking about the Lord, by sitting with them and talking about the stories of the Lord, our filth is washed away. Kod aghare, and thousands of sins, millions of sins, ahare, are destroyed. Nirmal pae jita, and our jita, our mind, is purified by sitting in the congregation of the saints. And Guru Sahib Ji goes on to explain in the last line of this Shabad. Har jet rangila te satani jiska paag mathan. Guru Sahib Ji says in this line, that Gurmukh Pyara, that beloved soul, who is united with Hari, with that Lord who nourishes all, who is Jet, who is the greatest, who is Rangila, who is the treasure of all bliss, who is the Tani. Tani means master in Sindhi. That Vaheguru who is the master, who is the nourisher of all, who is greater than all, who is the source of all bliss, Jiska Pagmatan. That soul, only that soul is united, Jiska Pagmatan, who has great preordained destiny, upon whose matan, upon whose forehead there is great bhag, there is great fortune. And Guru Maharaj says that that Gurmukh Pyara who has the wealth of Jet, who has this deep sense of bairag, this deep sense of spiritual longing for Hari, for Waheguru, that Gurmukh Pyara one day meets in with Tistani, with that Master Lord, and becomes Rangila, and becomes full of all bliss, full of all pleasure, never-ending bliss, Anand, Jiska Pagmatan, who has such preordained blessed destiny. So Guru Maharaj here is using the month of Jet to explain to us that we must sit in the heat of spiritual longing and call out to our Master. And Waheguru Ji will always answer the calls which are made in love and in faith. We must remember, Jo Sarane Aave, Tis Kanth Laave. But the hard thing is to come into the Saran, into the protection of Waheguru. Eh Bird Swami Sanda, this is the nature of my Lord, that Waheguru, the Satguru, protects all of those who come into the protection of the Satguru. So that is what Guru Sahib Ji is telling us through the month of Jet.
Satu Sang Parapate Nanak Rang Manan Hare Jethu Rangila Te Satani Jisaka Pagum Thane. Vaheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Vaheguru Ji Ki Fateh.